Members of the One People Canoe Society are traveling this week from Alaska to North Dakota to paddle in protest over a controversial pipeline. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has asked paddlers from around the country to show support with a float down the Missouri River. Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska President Richard Peterson says Doug Chilton and DeAndre King left on the ferry from Juneau Wednesday night.
It was kind of a last-minute deal because a lot of the folks with the One People Canoe Society are actually canoeing here to Kasan tomorrow. So they really just got together what they could. They got their Raven canoe together, and they just needed some financial support.
On Saturday, there's a ceremony in the village of Kasan for the restoration of the Sun I Hat Whale House. But Peterson says Chilton and King decided to go to North Dakota after the chairman of the Standing Rock Tribe put out a call asking for help. Peterson says they'll be displaying a Central Council flag. He says it's an important time to show support. He sees similarities with British Columbia mining and Southeast waterways.
You know, we're fighting here on transboundary issues. And we don't know what turn that's going to take, and we may need people to stand with us as well.
If the pipeline is built, 500,000 barrels of crude could flow from North Dakota to Illinois. For it to get there, it would have to cross under the Missouri River, Standing Rock Reservation's water source. Peterson thinks it could take 2 days for Chilton and King to reach North Dakota.